Seeing as it's 2:30, the clock's a little bit slow. Call a meeting in order, and I'll entertain a motion to approve the June 4th committee meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, see if I can saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Abstain.
You want to move the purchase orders to the end?
Sure.
Kurt? Yeah,
that's fine.
Okay. And then you can...
Oh, no, project status.
That's purchasing. I need to look at that.
Do we have the bills going around someplace?
Yep.
Okay. We've got the bills going around. Project status, Kurt?
Administration building killer number one rebuild is complete. They only took 2 weeks to tear down and rebuild the killer, so that was impressive. Administration building and treasurer's office move and lock installation. They purchased a lock so that they can put one of their personnel at my lobby. We installed a lock and we're waiting on them to pick a desk, basically, to move. Administration building, Main Street ramp and north entrance. I'm reviewing the specs. The admin building, IT server room study. Received qualifications from two firms, Worldwide Technology and DSI. DSI had the qualifications that we needed, and they submitted a proposal, which was before you today. Annex ADA, we're 90% complete with the improvements on the first floor. Annex roof coating is complete. Do we want to do a courthouse update now or skip that?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Went over to courthouse, the injection pump in the basement. We sealed up the lid. Checking on the vent pipe, I believe. I know which one it is. I've never seen a vent pipe go back down into the ground before, so I'm planning on putting a power ventilator in that.
Yeah, that's an odd one now, isn't it?
Yes. So...
Will you try a static one first?
A static
one. Just one vented to the outside without power?
No. To be honest, probably just putting a little power ventilator would be easier. It'd be pretty quick.
Okay.
Also applying for retro commissioning project through CDAC, which is state-funded.
For some of the folks that aren't here, I'm going to interrupt you for a second. For some of the folks that aren't here and weren't at the last meeting, Mark came in and had some problems at the courthouse with indoor air quality, okay? The air conditioning systems weren't working, especially on days like today. On a day like today, it should be really uncomfortable over there, okay? And a lot of mold issues and stuff like that, so Kurt and I went and did some preliminary investigation, and that's what the courthouse update is about. And we're going to be talking more about that as soon as he gets finished.
So I'm applying for retro commissioning, which is free to the county. It's paid for out of the Illinois rebates that are collected on everyone's I guess that's my update for... Oh, I also
We went over there. And we took another tour. Kurt and I did. We took a look at some of the air conditioning units. We turned the heat on over there, which helped. Okay, so the first floor should be a little more comfortable than it was this time last month. But we still have some significant problems on the second and the third floors. What I really think we need to do, and they're going to have a report. They're going to come and do for free, provided we spend $10,000.
Right.
To do the work to correct it, and there will be at least $10,000 in work there. I think we need variable air volume in the second and third floors, and probably the first floor as well. So what's going on right now is that there are constant volume units. They get into the courtroom. The courtroom's real cold. They put 75 people in it. All of a sudden, it can't catch up. And then at that point, everybody leaves to go to lunch, and then the courtroom gets over-chilled again, and it's just... really a bad
vicious,
especially
cycle.
On the second and third floors, it's really a bad way to do a constant volume system. The first floor had reheat, but that's wasteful because you can control temperature or you can control humidity, but you can't control them both without varying air volume or reheat. So that's what we're going to do, and there's some issues with the sewer ejector pump. Now, Mark, you would come into the meeting. Did you want to speak on this issue?
No, I just wanted to tell you thanks. I appreciate the attention that we're getting, and Kurt came over, he also addressed some of the issues. We had a sensor that was bad, and that kind of affected the comfort level. So anyway, he's on it.
This will be continuing as soon as he gets done with the survey. We'll bring the results of the survey back, and we'll talk about them.
Right.
And we've made just about all the changes we can make without additional help, so that we're going to find out what additional help we can get for free first, and then we'll talk about a paid solution. And so that's where that is.
Okay. And then the Edwardsville facilities, repairs and cleanup after storms. We had a lot of tree limbs down, and we had to clean up, and then... over at the annex, the only real damage to the building from the first storm was a small section of the coping cap blew off, which has been repaired, replaced. Then we have the jail needs study presentation. Didn't know if anyone had any comments, questions, thoughts on how to make it better.
What is that study for?
That's right. I've got a copy here.
You want to tell me afterwards, that's fine too.
Well, AEIC and engineers and surveyors went through the deal. Facility's 35 plus years old. There's a lot of updates, mechanical, electrical systems that are actually pretty dangerous that need to be updated. There's just a small expansion.
And that's easy, as,
thank you.
You did. In Sallyport, the main area.
I know we're pretty close to full capacity.
That's
the reason.
Don't do that.
No, that first sheet kind of goes over. They expanded mainly for beds, space, but they never really expanded kitchens, Sally Ports.
And the county by black ones, huh?
File storage, any of the actual utilities that people need.
I see.
So it goes through all that, shows the aging equipment that needs to be replaced.
All right. Is that something I can look at later? Mm-hmm.
Isn't that Kurt? Joe probably can speak to it more than I can, but I think when that was built, what was our average population in the jail maybe back when it was built?
Much of the average population was built for 100 beds, right. And it expanded to 300, and the 300 bed capacity is fine. It's the rest of the facility that needs attention.
Well, the thing that struck me the most was the lack of fire sprinklers over there. That really kind of bugs me in a confinement operation like that. You know, you really need to have sprinkler. You know, if they had a big fire, I'd like to take a look at the fire separations too. You have a big fire, you got six people there. You know, how are you going to evacuate 260 people? I mean, you just can't do it. So you have to defend in place, and we have to get fire separations and sprinkler systems that will allow us to do that. And that's the thing that hit me the most. I don't know what everybody else thought.
Yeah, the fire, the smoke evacuation, the energy efficiency problem that we have over there.
And I actually have two more water heaters leak, so we're replacing one today and tomorrow and another one next week.
So you never have trouble looking for stuff to do?
No.
We've had the fire department out there, and they're doing do life safety visits over there so that all of their personnel know where everything's located. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing some other things as well from a life safety aspect, such as markings and things like that. But there's a lot more that can be done.
The other thing that sprinkling gives you, it gives you travel distances to exits can be less. Mm-hmm. So it can save you money in other ways. Mm-hmm. So we need to take a look at that. We will continue to do so. But does everybody agree that we need to do the project? We need to move forward on it?
Okay,
I think so.
I do.
I believe
to take
so.
Care of the safety stuff first. That's for sure.
I would be with you, Mark, on that.
Yeah.
I think everybody's in general.
Knowing the little I know with your explanation, I'd have to say yes.
Because, I mean, the liability, I mean, we're talking about $20 million in $20 million here. You know, the liability is far worse, far above that with things the way they are. So
yeah, and, you know, and it's really it's two projects wrapped in together. It's the one addressing these types of issues, but also the study did a needs analysis for the Sheriff's Department, and their needs is that they need a new sally port, and they need, you know, a better configuration to move people around and quit using jail cells for nurse stations and things like that. So there's also the expansion component, too. So, you know, one thing I would like from the committee is your input to, you know, do we continue to work forward on the entire package? Do we scale back? You know, those are the types of things. Do you need more information so you understand those components more? That's kind of where we're at.
For myself, you know, I believe that you need to prioritize the life safety aspects of it first, you know, with our limited budget. Does anybody else have any more input other than that? Or?
I agree with that to start with. Yeah. I think
I'd have to look at the thing before I could comment.
I agree.
Okay, well, that's for this month. It'll be on the agenda next month, right, Kurt? So we'll just tentatively give Joe approval to move forward, and then we'll continue to monitor it as the project progresses.
Would it make sense to, you know, we had the Judiciary Committee also involved, since they're the liaison over the jail part of the operations. I mean, should we have another work session and have folks there that can really drill down into a lot of this, so that would that be helpful?
Not for us. I don't believe, not for me specifically. Maybe the rest of these guys feel different. Does institutions have any oversight over this?
Who the institution? Everybody but Nick.
Yeah, right.
What I would suggest, Kurt, is that you set up a tour and have him go through the jail too.
Okay.
And that way you have a little bit more of an understanding of what's actually there, and talk to him about some of the issues.
Okay. Seeing
Roger.
I'm free this week.
And Doug.
Jim was there. That's my
he was at the
Jim,
tour, yeah.
Yeah, he was
Jim
at the
was
tour.
There. We've spoke since. Roger was there also, wasn't he?
He's of the belief we need to...
Yeah, Roger was there.
He was at the meeting. I don't know if he took the tour.
Yeah, Roger was there.
Did he?
Yeah, Roger was there, too.
So, Nick, you know, if you want, Nick, why don't you and Kurt collaborate on something that's good for both your schedules, and then we'll talk about it some more next month. Do you have any more on projects?
Let's see. Over at the GO, they are having a door control upgrade for the console. We originally agreed to run all the data wires for that, and we did. That's complete now. Work on that will probably start in a couple weeks with the contractor. Water facility, storm cleanup, multiple tree limbs again. And then we also, in this last storm, two weekends ago, we had two transfer switches that electricians believe were hit by lightning. So I need to replace those. I've got a purchase request for that.
Do you want to go into the purchase request now?
Sure. I'll start with placement of transfer switches. Is from GRP, since this was emergency, $7,120, which for two, that's for two.
GRP does electrical work now?
Mm-hmm. They have a whole power division with generators. Mm-hmm. And I was talking with Annette, and if the insurance does take part of this, we will only have a $2,500 deductible, so I don't only have to pay $2,500.
Yeah, we're waiting for a coverage determination from them. We just got everything yesterday, and
right.
Submitted everything to them, so we're waiting for word back from them. So
that's that one. And then I have a change order to the train chiller rebuild. The purge unit that was on the chiller was original to the machine, and it would not communicate with the new control panel that went on. So I went ahead and had them replace that while they were working on it. That way everything was working together. That was for $6,158.
That's the unit that takes the non-condensables out of the chiller.
It takes the air out of the refrigerant.
Same thing.
Okay. Next, with the IT data, the DSI proposal was for $23,000. This is for them to look at the existing setup in the basement for the data server room. look at the fire suppression, electrical systems, including generator, building power, air conditioning, smoke evacuation, and also to look at emergency power up in the data closets for the new VoIP system, VoIP phone system. Ask for your approval on those.
$23,000 to look at it?
Look at it, give us recommendations and proposals on what to do.
Change my line of work.
Does anybody have any more questions about this server room assessment?
Yeah. You can't get somebody to come in there and look at that and give assessment for the chance to quote on it?
Well, I talked to Liebert already about that, and they can't look at everything that we're wanting them to look at.
What is the problem?
Cooling-wise, space, they've got a large printer, but that was the only space that it would have actually fit. They're wanting to actually wall off a separate section and kind of rebuild a new server room. Fire suppression is an issue. They're wanting to protect their data and machines.
So we're getting what out of this?
We're getting proposals for new data room layouts, new fire suppression layout, electrical equipment, and budget numbers to go on with actual projects.
So they're going to give us an estimate for $23,000, or are they doing some engineering work?
They're doing some engineering work.
They're doing so. Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah. So they're going to design it.
That'll be doing a lot of engineering work for that kind of money.
Well, I mean, we can break it out if you wish. You know,
I know everything's way higher today. I should know better than anybody. It just sounds really steep for telling somebody what they need to do. We do that for free.
Well,
of course, we're not
doing it. Does the committee have other suggestions? Do you want to have somebody else look at it?
Or I don't know. What do you
get another bid?
You guys are more involved in this kind of purchasing than I am.
You're not going to find an engineer cheap wherever you go.
No.
You know.
And it needs to be.
I mean, a real engineer.
There's no one-stop shop to look at all those things, is what you're trying to say.
Right.
If they're going to do design work.
Yeah, they've got a lot of mixtures of equipment and systems.
You know, for $23,000, you're not going to get a whole lot of.
Can you get a couple other prices on that?
Well, we went out and got qualifications from design firms, and they had the best qualifications.
That's a fellow that came and talked to us about 3 months ago.
Well, there was two of them that actually replied to us.
Okay.
So we sent it out to, what, 5 or 7?
What'd the other one quote?
Well, they didn't quote because we didn't ask them to.
So we've got one quote.
Right. That's
professional services, by law, we pick the most qualified person, we negotiate a contract. If we're not satisfied, we go to number two.
Right.
So if we don't like this price, we can then ask number two to negotiate, is what it comes down to.
And number two didn't quote, so we really only have one quote to go on.
We would have to kick out the top qualified firm and then ask the second firm to quote, is the way it would work.
I'd really feel a lot more comfortable getting three numbers. Don't you think that makes good sense for the taxpayers?
We're on professional services.
Well, if you're talking about a bid on doing a job, I agree with you on
that.
Right. But with engineering or something like that, I think you take who is most qualified to do the job. And if you eliminated the other ones because this one is...
Right. He's done, or they've done projects just like what we need them to do.
They can't be the only one, though. They've got to have
competition. No, we've sent it out to 5 seconds.
No, they sent an RFP out for it. You know, to all the engineering firms, and they chose
heard
this
back
one.
From the two, this DSA and was the other one I mentioned earlier.
World does seem like an awful lot of money, though. I agree back on that.
There's a lot of work to do, though. A lot of systems to look at.
Engineering's not cheap, that's for sure.
No, $23,000 is going to buy you a whole lot of
cheap, you know.
Right.
If it happens.
That's what I mean.
$23,000, not a hell of a lot of money when it comes to that technical data downstairs. Then you're in big doo-doo.
Yeah, if they misdesign it and you lose all your data or something,
you lose your
$23,000 is
a lot of liability.
A bucket. A lot of liability, and something happens, and they say, well, why didn't you take care of it?
Or worse yet, we offered to do that for you, and you told us we didn't want it.
Right.
Yeah.
you know, and I'm not in favor of that either.
Oh, well, nobody's in favor of spending $23,000 either.
Is it in the budget, Kurt?
Yes. Do we need it?
I do
done?
Okay. It's in the budget, and if you wish, I'll break it out.
I'll go with it. I would like to see it broken out.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to approve the following purchase request: the capital and project emergency billing repair change order for the chiller for $6,158. Emergency building repair for the Wood River facility transfer switches to GRP for $7,120, and the annex reservation renovations $16,177.20, along with the Sitton Construction Group for $1,906.41. So can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Joe.
Aye.
Mr. Mick.
Aye.
Mr. Mark. Mr. Bruce.
Yes.
Aye. The second request we have is a price of $23,000 for Sitton, from Sitton Engineering, to remodel, come up with plans to remodel the information technology server room. It's an assessment. It's $23,000. And can I have a motion to approve that?
So moved.
Second. Joe?
Aye.
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 Aye. Next on our agenda is, did we approve the bills too? No, we didn't approve the bills either. I need a motion to approve the bill, monthly bills.
Motion.
A second.
Second.
Joey?
Aye.
Mick?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Burris? Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we got a facility tour of CJC right after this meeting. Anybody who's interested can go see the Criminal Justice Center. And request for use of county property. Any?
No, that's Linda's.
Blame Linda.
Blame Linda.
Do we have any requests for use of county property this month? New business. Ms. Annette, you're here for something.
There you go.
No? You're just here to watch?
I was just here to support her.
Okay. Any comments from any of you guys? New business?
No comment.
Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you much.